Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
Good morning, beloved. You're listening to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing. It is an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God for his presence and for his goodness and just for being God all by himself. We are excited about what God is doing. Truly, God is a good God, beloved, and you know what? Nothing goes without prayer. So we are excited to be able to come to you this morning to pray, to seek the face of God, and we want to thank all of you that are listening to this broadcast. To each week we come by way of prayer. Praise the Lord, and we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the word. Praise God. Amen. And we just love the Lord today. We're excited about what God is doing. Just come out of a wonderful, wonderful Break Free conference, and truly the Lord is blessing and moving and pulling down strongholds, destroying soul ties, breaking generational curses. Praise the Lord, setting the captive free, because Jesus came to set the captive free. And truly we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going into prayer this morning, and we invite you, if you would like to call in and leave a prayer request, praise God, you may call in at 718-664-9578. That's our live call-in number. When we're on the air, you're free to call in and give a prayer request. This is prayer, praise the Lord, not testimonies, not comments, but prayer. If you need prayer, we're here to pray for you, praise the Lord. We will be beginning our messages again, are coming on. Just want to say this real quick, praise the Lord, that the Lord has re-released us again to go back and into the word during the week. Praise God, we kind of pull back, praise God, but we know that God wants us to pray, praise the Lord, because nothing goes without prayer. So we invite you to listen to us, praise God, during the week, praise God. We will be on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, praise God, right now. We will do more as the Lord leads, but praise God, we will be on the air on tomorrow, praise God. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Mountain Standard Time, praise God. So whatever time zone you're in, praise God, just govern yourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, if you'd like to call in and leave a prayer request, you may call in 718-664-9578. Praise God. We thank God because we do have quite a few listeners, praise God, and we thank God for you. Want to let you know, praise God, that God is watching over his word to perform it. He's watching over his word, beloved. Praise the Lord. So whatever you're believing God for, trust him. Get in his face, get in his presence, and continue to seek the face of God. Father, we want to thank you for prayer this morning. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to pray, to call on your name. We thank you, God, for waking us up, Father. Close in our right mind, Father. We thank you for a right mind. We thank you, Father God, oh God, for a mind to pray, to call on you, to seek your face, Father God. So with gratitude and praise, Father God, this morning we put on the armor of God that you have provided for us. And Lord, we trust you for protection against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Father, with confidence, confidence, we stand firm with the belt of truth that's buckled around our waist. We thank you for truth, Father God, truth of your word, Father God. Help us to recognize Satan's subtle, deceiving ways and believe, live, and speak only your truth. Father, we thank you today for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us, the righteousness which is ours through faith in Jesus because of his death on the cross. So, Lord, we call upon the righteousness of the Lord to be our protection, and we know that the enemy must retreat from before the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord, for our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord God, not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions, but every part of our life. Lord, we remember that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but Father, you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. And we thank you for a sound mind today, for a secure mind today, for a stable mind today, Father God. Lord, we eagerly lift up the shield of faith against all the flaming arrows of the evil one, knowing God, that you took the arrows of the enemy that we deserve, Father. Lord God, if you should allow any of these arrows to touch us, Lord God, we look upon them as refining fires permitted for our growth and for your glory. So God, if a dart has hit any of your people, even this morning, God, Father God, let it be a refining, Father. Lord God, we know that you will retract that dart, Father God, and we thank you that that dart will go back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Every evil attack, every word curse, Father God, we ask that you pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority over the enemy right now, God, because you've given us authority, Father God, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us because of your word, Jesus. We thank you for that today. We recognize, God, that our mind is a target for the enemy's deceiving ways. So, God, we ask that you cover our mind. Cover it with the helmet of salvation, God. Lord, help us to think your thoughts, feel your love and compassion, and discern your will and your leading in all things, Father. Lord God, we ask, God, that the salvation of the Lord meet and defeat all satanic thoughts that come to our minds today. So, Lord God, we thank you that we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the infallible word of God, the truth word of the truth, oh God, of your word, Father God. We will decree and we will declare your word, Father. We put your word in the atmosphere today, Father God, because we know as your word goes out, God, it will accomplish that that is sent forth to do. It will not come back void. It will not come back empty. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. Father God, we ask right now, God, because we do believe your word, that we will live in the truth of your word, that we will walk in the power of your word, Father God. Lord God, as we hide it in our heart, grant us proficient recall and skill in using your word to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win victory for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for prayer. We desire, God, to pray at all times, God, with intensity. Lord God, let the Holy Ghost, Father God, give us that fervency, that proficient recall, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Ghost is our helper. He's our strengthener. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's our leader. Oh, my God, and he will not say anything unless he hears it from you. So we depend on the Holy Ghost. We depend on you, Father God. We trust you, Father. We thank you right now that the Holy Ghost will intercede for us and through us to accomplish great things for the glory of God. We thank you for your word today. We praise you, Father, for what you're doing. Lord God, we thank you right now that you've given us, oh God, how, Lord, to bind demonic rulers and spirit wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron according to your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to execute judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we have access, God, to your throne to come before you through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because it's through the blood, God, that we overcome. We overcome with our testimony. and by the blood of Jesus. Lord God, so now we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces, God, come up in this land, Lord God. Oh God, that you've given to us. So God, we ask that you execute vengeance and punishment upon all unclean spirits that would harass your people in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the high praises of God, Lord, let them dwell in our mouths, God, within our hearts, God, with exceeding joy. God, give us the ability to open up our mouths with praise. God, that praise will flow forth from our hearts to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you are our God, and we long to see your power. We long to see your glory manifested in the earth, God, because, God, of your word, because we see you in the word of God. We thank you for your word today. Your word is life. Your word is light. Your word is hope. Your word is strength. Your word is salvation. Your word is deliverance. Oh, God, we thank you for your word today. Let your word go forth, God. Let it go forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it go forth, God, without compromise. Let that sword, God, be wielded on today in the Holy Ghost. We pull down strongholds now. We pull down negative words. We pull down word curses now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over the devil right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now, Holy Ghost. We want you to go forth right now and do battle on our behalf. Go up in the spirit realm right now. Cut down, the witch, the warlock, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit. Cut down Korah and Cain right now. Cut down the Absalom spirit right now. Every assassinating spirit in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the devil right now. Oh, God, that's coming against your people in the name of Jesus, coming against the minds right now. We come against every mind-blocking spirit in the holy name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that you've given us, oh, God, to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Hobashando, Hoboshete, Lobasharabusata. We thank you for your word today. We will decree it and we will declare your word. We thank you right now, Holy Ghost. Stand up on the inside of your people. Oh, God, right now, pull down, God. Pull down and expose the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, your men servants, your maid servants. That's declaring your word today. We ask, God, that the power of the Holy Ghost would stand up. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Go forth, God, on today. In the mighty name of the Lord, we pray for holy boldness now. We pray for the boldness of the Holy Ghost, oh God, to stand up. Oh my God, help us to preach your word, God, without compromise, without fear, in the name of Jesus. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, a secure mind, a stable mind, a do-right mind. Oh my God, we thank you right now for holiness and righteousness. We thank you, God, because we will declare your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. Help us to say nothing, God, but what only you would speak in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God, go to every county that's represented, every state that's represented, every city that's represented right now, and begin to pull down the strongholds, the principalities, the exousia spirits, oh my God, the witchcraft spirits, the wicked spirits, in the name of Jesus. We take authority right now, and I see in the Holy Ghost the words that's going out against the people of God. But oh God, we ask that you cause those wicked words to fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Holy Ghost. You stand up, stand up strong, Holy Ghost, in your people right now. now. We thank you right now that the witch is being pulled down, the spirit of sorcery, in the name of Jesus. Every enchanted spirit, every spell now, pull it down right now. Every word curse now, pull it down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Let love abide. Put love down in our heart. Help us to walk in sincerity and truth and love and kindness and joy in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, pull down the puffed up spirit, the arrogant spirit. Oh God, the haughty spirit. Pull it down now in the name of Jesus. Pull down spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Pull them down, God. Pull down divination. Pull down, oh God. Oh God, familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. Pull down contrary spirits. Pull down spirits of rebellion. Pull down spirits of disobedience in the mighty name of Jesus. God, pull down depression. Pull down oppression in the name of Jesus. Pull down the schizophrenic spirit, the double personality, the double-minded man, the double-minded woman in the name of the Lord. Pull down the spirit of bondage. Pull down fear in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you now. We thank you for your word. We know, God, you watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you for your word. Your word is light. It is light to our feet. Oh God, is a lamp, God. We thank you for your word today. The entrance of your word gives light. Oh God, and we thank you now. Your word, Lord, is easy and simple to understand. So we thank you now that you're watching over your word to perform it today. Oh God, be Lord. Be Lord in our lives. Be Lord in our homes. Be Lord on our jobs. Be Lord in our schools. Be Lord, God. You come in, Lord. You step in on the scene in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for pulling down carnality, pulling down flesh, flesh on parade. Oh my God, pull down flesh, pull it down, God. Help us to walk in the spirit. Help us to live in the spirit. Help us to remain in the spirit in the name of the Lord. We thank you now. We thank you for love today, because loving kindness, with loving kindness, your word declares, have I drawn thee? So draw, God. Draw the people in by the spirit of love in the name of Jesus. Bring deliverance, God. Bring deliverance to the mind. Bring deliverance to the soul. Bring deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you now. We give you glory now. We bless you now. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Holy Ghost, move now in the name of Jesus. We take authority now. We bless you now. Oh God, there is none like you. There is none like you. Hoba shando e kerebe she. Hotabo shata. Rokerebe she kata robo se. Ronda robo shata bo se. Hokaba shata. Hetebe she nobo. Satoboshe, hopa she, hopa ekate, rotorobo shata, hopa shata bose. We cut it down now. We cut down the devil's territory right now. Take authority over you now. Devil, get your hands off of God's people. You touch now, God. Heal right now. We bind sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you now. We appreciate you, God. There is none like you. There's none like you, God. Hobasha, he kerebe sheta, rokerebe she. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, continue, God, to have your way. Have your way in the lives of your people. Oh, God, touch the mind. Regulate the minds, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We give you praise, God. We give you honor and we give you glory. Hobasha, lobosha. Tobo sekete rekerobo shande e kerebe sheta lobo she namo shekata bo sekata. Hey, tobo sekata. Oh God, I love you right now. We appreciate you, God, because there is none like you. Hobo shekata rotobo sheta. Hey, kerebe sheta nomo shadabo sa. Hoba shirabo sa. Hokorebe she nomo shanabo sa lobo she. Ha. Bebe shekate rotorobosha. God, we love you now. We appreciate you right now. Minister to those that are listening, God. You touch right now. You know the needs of your people right now. Oh, God, we want you to do the work that only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, God. We appreciate you, God. We will continue, God, to praise your name, to lift you up, oh, God. God, you said if you're lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. So, God, we come to lift you up. We come to praise you, God. We come to magnify you now. Oh, God, we continue to put your word in the atmosphere because we know, God, that you honor your word. We thank you for it today. Meet those needs right now. You see, God, and you know, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For those that have called in, praise the Lord. We do want to take a little bit of time. If you have a prayer request, glory to God. We want to agree with you in prayer. Amen. My two callers that are on live right now, we thank God for you. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request, we want you to give it at this time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something right now. And first of all, I want to commend you for having this radio program right now.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Can I ask you where you are located? Are you in the East Coast United States, Southern United States?
I am in the Colorado region, praise the Lord. I am in Pueblo,
okay.
Colorado.
I am in the Oakland Bay Area.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. I'm a white boy, and when I first came to this town, my very best friend was a boy who was, he wasn't black. You know what? To tell you the truth, I don't know what the heck he was. He was,
okay.
I came from Oakland, and my very best friends were all Cambodians and were from the Virgin Islands. And, you know, we were all very best friends. Anyway, so what leads me to call today is that when I came to this neighborhood in the early 1990s. I left all my friends behind. My very first friend was, well, okay, let's just leave it like this. He got stabbed to death, and you can check the newspaper reports, and nothing was ever the same. So,
okay.
I am kind of resentful when I see a lot of people talk about how I'm a racist. I don't like that. That irritates me. It draws up a lot of old feelings from...
Okay,
so I would just like to talk to somebody who is like kind of neutral about that.
Okay. Thank you, God. So, Father God, we thank you for this caller this morning. We ask, God, that you touch right now. Father, you see and you know
I don't care about any of that. I want to know what your opinion is about
this. Well, we're praying right now, so we're going to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now, God, for prayer. Father God, I want you to touch right now, Father God. You see and you know the situation. And so, God, this caller that's called in, Father, with the issues of racism, prejudice, and, Lord God, we pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the enemy. We come against, God, all of that, Father God, and we ask, God, for salvation and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you are watching over your word to perform it. So touch right now, Father God. Bring deliverance, salvation in the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Get all in his mind. Right now, we take authority over every spirit that's not like God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for saving, delivering, and setting free. God, go down in the recesses of the soul right now. Get down in there and uproot everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank God for that caller. Amen. We have another caller on the line if you would like to give your prayer request at this time.
Yes, ma'am. I would like prayer for clarity. My name is Renee. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for Renee right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, Lord God, that your word declares, Father God, that when we call on you, ask you, God, in prayer, God, that you would give us the answers that we need. So, Father God, we come against the blocking in the mind, God. Father God, we pray, God, that you give her clarity, Father God. God, that you speak, Father God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. You know the answers that she needs. You know the wisdom, God. The word declares that when we need wisdom, we can ask you, that you give it to us, God. You don't hold it back. Father God, you don't draw back from it, Father. So right now, I speak, God, life into her situation. I speak, God, wholeness. I speak soundness of mind in the name of Jesus, security of mind, God, clarity, Father God. Remove, God, the fogginess, God. Father God, where she don't know what to do, don't know which way to go, you know, Father God. And Lord, right now, we ask, God, that you give clarity. Open up, God. Oh, by Shay, Hobo, Sekata, Randerebe Sete, Ho, Labo Shando, her understanding right now. In the name of Jesus, help her, God, to walk in light of your word. God, help her, God, right now. Give her the word, Father, and give her to stand on your word. And when she's done all to stand, help her to yet stand in you. We thank you for her today. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor and we give you glory. We magnify in your name. God, continue to do the work, Father God, that only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you now. We appreciate you now. And Father, I pray for her body. I pray, God, that you strengthen her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you now for that. We thank you, oh God, help her to walk in the choice blessings of God. Lord, we thank you now. And we give you praise for it. We give you honor, God. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Oh God, be her strength today. Give peace right now, all day long. Father God, minister to the woman of God. Touch her right now. Touch her now everywhere in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We give you praise now, honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, dear, for calling. Praise the Lord. You be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We don't mind you calling in. Praise God. We appreciate you calling. Praise the Lord. But amen. This is prayer. Praise God. We're going to pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for, amen, you all listening today. Praise the Lord. Calling in. Praise God. Thank God for prayer, because God, amen, again, is watching over his word. And I just want to encourage you to keep the word of God before your eyes. Praise the Lord. Day and night, let it become your necessary food. Praise God. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, because in his presence there's fullness of joy. Praise God. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to suck the life out of you. Praise God. Every time God pumps in life, praise God, the enemy's right there to try to steal it. So in order to keep it and maintain and grow, you got to stay in the word. Keep your atmosphere pure. Keep it clean. Oh my God. Keep the word before you. Praise God. Keep praise in your midst. Amen. Allow the word, the light of the word, praise God, to flood your being. Praise the Lord. And as you face difficult situations or issues, amen, amen, daily. Praise God. Seek the face of God because he will speak to you through his word. And then when he speaks through the word, you remind him of the word. And then you decree it. You declare it. You read it. Praise God. Study. Praise God. Let the word, amen, become a part of your everyday life and activate the word of God in you. Praise God. My time is gone for today. We thank God for you. Praise God. Amen. On our next broadcast, we pray, praise the Lord, that you will join us. Until then, be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.